Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series, The Path of Faith in the Beautiful Month of Ramadan. So inshallah azawajal, first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before we discuss our today's topic, and that is the blessed children of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a wonderful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Today's episode particularly, we are going to focus upon the blessed children of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, the Islamic scholars have arrived at a consensus that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had four daughters. However, there is a difference of opinion in the number of sons. On page 687 of Seerat-e-Mustafa by Hazrat Allama Abdul Mustafa Al-Azmi rahimahullah ta'ala, where he has written that all the historians have arrived at a consensus that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had six children altogether. Two sons, meaning Sayyidina Qasim and Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, and four daughters, namely Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in. But some historians have said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had another son by the name of Abdullah, whose title is Tayyib and Tahir. According to this saying, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven children, that is, three sons and four daughters. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that this is the most authentic opinion. Among all these seven blessed children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born to Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the rest of the children, they were born to Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, it is stated in At-Tabaqatul Kubra that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha would perform aqiqah by slaughtering two nanny goats for a son and one nanny goat for a daughter. Remember that all the sons of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away at a very young age, but the daughters, they remained alive for a long time. All of them saw the time when Islam was introduced and they migrated to Madinah Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, all the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were naturally righteous, truthful, and they were really sick of polytheism, and they had strong dislike for idol worshipping and the wrong customs of the time of ignorance. Allama Zurqani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that undoubtedly the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would follow the right path and be the embodiment of his blessed seerah even before the declaration of his prophethood. Therefore, if it is not mentioned how they embrace Islam, there is no harm in it because it is already understood. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared his prophethood, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her daughters embraced Islam straight after it and became Muslims. It is stated in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat, the daughters of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never committed disbelief even before the declaration of prophethood. Therefore, they embracing Islam does not mean that they had not been following Islam before. However, before the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its announcement, Following the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam meant Islam. That was Dini Hanif. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he says about the Mubarak bloodline of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that khun khairu rasul se hai jinka khameer unki belos teenat pe lakho salam. Hundreds of thousands of salams be upon the faultless disposition of the one who was created by the blessed blood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mufti Amjad Ali Azumi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Ummul Mu'minin Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'minin Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the Lady of Paradise Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha are certainly destined for paradise. They and the remaining daughters and the wives are superior to all the sahabiyat, all the female sahaba. Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he says that do not feel unhappy at the birth of your daughter. Rather, it should be considered the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he really opposed this ill thinking that the people of the day of ignorance, they had, that they would consider daughters as a burden. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so pleased to be the father of his beloved daughters, especially Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidi Alazah says, please your daughter's heart more as their hearts are delicate. When you give them and the sons something, give both of them equally. Whatever you give, first give it to your daughters and then give it to your sons. When she reaches the age of 9, neither let her sleep near you nor near her brother. These are the Islamic principles and Islamic etiquettes of our children's upbringing. When she reaches this age, meaning age of 9, start watching over her strictly. Do not ever let her attend the wedding ceremonies in which there is dancing and singing involved. Do not marry her off to any sinful and a person who's not pious, especially to a religious heretic. And subhanallah, as we learnt that the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the four, meaning Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum, and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anhunna, the eldest one of them is the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Zainab. Subhanallah. Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in Makkah Mukarramah 10 years before the declaration of prophethood, meaning she was born at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 30. She was very respectful, obliging, pure-natured, and a patient daughter of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of the migration to Medina, she had to face serious troubles, but she showed patience there as well. It is stated in Lisanul Arab with regards to the meaning of the name Zainab. It is mentioned in this dictionary that Zainab means a beautiful and fragrant plant. In relation to this, women are also called Zainab. Subhanallah. So Zainab literally means a plant that is beautiful and fragrant. MashaAllah, the blessed name of the daughter of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed so beautiful. There are people who give their daughters such names, which they are greatly praised in the community for some time, and they give their daughters very different names, which are sometimes, for worse, meaningless, or have bad meanings associated with it. So we need to be very careful how we name our children, our daughters, our sons. And I pray that we make up our mind and name our children, our daughters, our sons, especially our daughters. When it comes to our daughters, we name them after the daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the name of the sahabiyat, the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pious ladies that are mentioned in the Holy Quran, even subhanallah, such as the wife of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the ladies like these noble figures that are mentioned in the blessed Quran, pious ladies and the righteous people. Islamic scholars say, give your children good names. The name has an effect on the one who has been given the name. People do not let the one having a bad name sit with them. The one having a good name will inshallah azawajal have a good character as well. There are some Madani pearl that I mentioned with regards to naming a child. Firstly, it is better to name our children after the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed companions, tabi'een, and the pious predecessors. And it is hoped that its blessings will remain with the child. Secondly, there are names which have neither been mentioned in the Holy Quran nor in the blessed Ahadith, and nor are they common among Muslims. It is better not to give your child such a name, because Islamic scholars have different opinions on such names. It is advisable to replace bad names with good ones. It is stated in a blessed hadith, on the day of judgment, you will be called by your names and your father's names. Therefore, give good names. Subhanallah. All of this is to say that, you know, you shouldn't have an identity crisis, for example, when it comes to naming our children. You wouldn't want to giving them names that it's not distinguishable when their names are taken, that whether they are Muslim or not sometimes, right? So give those names that are after the names of the Prophets alayhi wasalam, or the names of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, Aimma Mujtahideen, the female Sahabiya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the noble females that are mentioned in the glorious Quran, and the Awliya Allah, the female Awliya Allah, the Waliya, such as Sayyida Rabia Basariya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and many likes of her, subhanallah, that have existed in the beautiful golden history of Islam. Subhanallah, a blessed companion, Sayyidina Munib Azdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said that before embracing Islam, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that, O people, say La ilaha illallah and succeed. Instead of pondering over the clear and the truthful message and achieving salvation from hell after embracing Islam, people were treating him cruelly. MaazAllah, some people were throwing dust at him and some were calling him names. Those things continued until the afternoon. Then a woman carrying a big bowl of water came to him and helped him wash his blessed face. When I asked the people present there about this woman, they said, she is the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name is Zainab. The same kind of parable has been narrated by Sayyidina Harith bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It also includes that when people dispersed, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came carrying a big bowl of water and a handkerchief, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the bowl and he drank the water and made wudu. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then raised his head and saw Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha there and said, O my daughter, do not fear that your father will be overpowered and disgraced. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced great hardship for the sake of Islam. All this happened because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam started presenting the call towards righteousness openly. So whenever you present the call towards righteousness and face any hardship due to it, think about the troubles and the hardships faced by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while preaching Islam, and thank Allah azza wa jal as he has blessed us with the privilege to act upon the sunnah of enduring hardships for the sake of Islam. This way, inshallah azza wa jal, Satan will fail and it will become easy for you to have patience. Surely, facing hardship in the path of Allah azza wa jal and having patience over them are sunnah. And continuing to present the call towards righteousness despite experiencing severe hardships is also a sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. And now, after mentioning Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to now describe the beautiful biography of the next daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Sayyida Zainab, and that is Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So inshallah azawajal, recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then we move forward. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha is that beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And her name is so beautiful in itself. It means the one who makes progress. Ruqayya is, it means the one who makes progress. According to an authentic opinion, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is older than her. She radiallahu ta'ala anha, meaning Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, was born in Makkah Mukarramah 7 years before the declaration of prophethood. And at that time, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 33. She is Sahibul Hijratain. Yes, she had the privilege of first migrating to Abyssinia and then she also migrated to Madina Tayyiba for the sake of Islam. When Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha's nikah was performed with Utbah bin Abi Lahab, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not declared his prophethood until then. She did not depart for her husband's house. In the 3rd year after the declaration of prophethood, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he climbed Mount Safa and invited the Quraysh towards Islam and warned them of the divine torment in case of sticking to disbelief. At that time, Abu Lahab, the wicked, the father of Utbah, he committed a very severe type of blasphemy against the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, أَلِهَذَا جَمَعْتَنَا, did you gather us for this purpose? That rude person used the word tabban for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time. It means that a person must be destroyed or to be ruined. In response to his rubbish that he uttered in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed in the Holy Quran and he said, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab, sayasla naran dhata lahabin wa mra'atuhu hammalat al-hatab, fi jidiha hablum min masad. May the hands of Abu Lahab perish. And he indeed perished. His wealth did not avail him, nor what he earned. Now he will enter a fire of flames, and his wife, a carrier of firewood, there is a rope of palm fiber around her neck. Allahu Akbar. Having heard his own disgrace revealed in the Holy Quran, Abu Lahab, he flared up in rage and he turned red and started saying to Utbah, if you do not divorce the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then sitting and meeting etc. with me is forbidden for you. Moreover, Umm Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, a severe blasphemer, she became very angry as well and provoked her son to do the same. When they compelled Utbah, he divorced Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha before her departure to his house. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved servant of Allah azza wa jal. And from the point of view of faith, the entire Quran is his blessed naat, his praises. Explaining both these points, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala says that as a matter of fact, If the Quran is seen from the point of view of faith, we learnt that it is the naat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the beginning to the end. Whether it is the praise of Allah Almighty or the mention of beliefs, the previous Prophets alayhi wasallam, and the accounts of their nations or rulings, every topic of the Holy Quran contains his virtues and is full of praises about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, if you look at Surah Lahab, you will find apparently from the beginning to the end that a disbeliever named Abu Lahab and his wife have been mentioned in it. You will find out that this blessed surah is full of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because once Abu Lahab, the enemy of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is also the son of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once Abu Lahab said for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tabballaka, may you be destroyed. Once he said it, taking revenge for this accursed sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself stated, tabbat yada abi lahabin watab, may the hands of Abu Lahab perish. And he did indeed perish. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse of Surah Lahab, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not reply to this. Replying to it, I will say myself. Now, where the ignorance, devastation, etc. of Abu Lahab have been mentioned, the respect and reverence for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the court of Allah azza wa jal have also been understood by this, that the one who even commits a very minor blasphemy against him has been declared the enemy of Allah Almighty. It is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to the enemies of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Abu Lahab uttered blasphemous words against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal responded to it himself. Allah, Allah. We learnt that Abu Lahab made his son Utbah divorce his wife, meaning his daughter-in-law, that is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Utbah, who is the son of Abu Lahab. So after this incident, Abu Lahab made his son divorce Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha so that it could hurt the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was a vendetta. But his evil plan went wrong, terribly wrong. Islamic scholars have mentioned that upon his cheap act, what Abu Lahab did, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became very angry. How could he do this? And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent a message of nikah with Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted it and performed the nikah of his beloved daughter Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha with Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this deeply grieved the disbelievers of Quraysh. And now, after knowing a little about the life of the second daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, let's also get to know the younger sibling of Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that is Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was born in Makkah Mukarramah as well, before the declaration of prophethood. It is stated in Usdul Ghaba, according to the authentic opinion, she is the younger daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she is younger than Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named her Umm Kulthum. Kulthum means one with a fleshy face. The woman whose eyes and face are beautiful and cheeks are fleshy, that the fleshy part protrudes a little, but it does not look ugly at the same time. It is called Mukalthamatun. In the same way, a round and fleshy face is called Wajhun Mukalthamun. It is stated in Lisan al-Arab that Kulthum is for a man and Umm Kulthum is for a woman. Remember, the name Abu or Umm is called kunya, appellation, such as Abu Huraira, Umm Kulthum. And Imam Qastalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that no name of Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha is famous. She is recognized by her kunya. Regarding this, Allama Zurqani rahimahullah, he says that she has no other name besides this. It is clear that this kunya is her actual name. Her nikah was performed with Utaiba, the younger son of Abu Lahab, same family. Before the declaration of prophethood, she was married, but her formal departure to the groom's home had not been carried out. When Surah Lahab was revealed, the wicked Utaiba divorced her after being convinced by both his parents. Utaiba was extremely accursed. He did not only divorce her, but he also committed blasphemy against the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated that he came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spoke sentences of severe blasphemy against him, and he even suddenly attacked him and tore his sacred shirt. It is stated in Simt al-Nujum that accursed person also ma'adallah dared to spit on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that spit returned to his own face and that part of his face was burnt due to his disrespect towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very grieved, and out of his sadness he sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, "O Allah, set one of your dogs upon him." At that time Abu Talib was present right there, having heard the baddu'a of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got scared and said to Utaiba, "You cannot dodge the prayer of my nephew." Allahu Akbar. During the same days, Utaiba and Abu Lahab went to Syria with a trade caravan at the place called Zurqa. They stayed with a monk at night. The monk told the people of caravan that there were lots of beasts around here, therefore they should be careful when sleeping. Having heard this, Abu Lahab told the people of the caravan, "O people, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prayed for the death of my son Utaiba. Put the trade goods together and make a bed on them for Utaiba, and you should all sleep around him so that my son stays safe from the attacks of the beasts." The people of the caravan made a complete arrangement for the security of Utaiba. It is stated in Dalailun Nubuwa that at dinner time a lion was seen there. Having seen the lion, Utaiba started trembling. People said, "Why are you trembling? You and we are in the same state." Utaiba said, "Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prayed against me, and by God, no one under the sky is more truthful than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." When dinner was served at night, Utaiba did not even touch the food out of fear. At night, when everyone slept, all of a sudden a lion came and reached the mound of goods by smelling everyone. It then climbed up with a big jump and leap and killed Utaiba in no time by tearing him apart and tearing him into pieces. People searched for the lion thoroughly, but no one could get any sign as to where the lion came from and where it disappeared. Utaiba said at the time of his death that, "I said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most truthful." Moreover, Abu Lahab also said, "I already knew that Utaiba could not at all avoid the outcome of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." After Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha was divorced, then again she got married to Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, And subhanAllah, therefore he has this title of possessing two lights, because two daughters of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and after she passed away, Sayyida Umm Kulsoom radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanAllah, this nikah was arranged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The proposal came, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it. Subhanallah. So now, after this, let's discuss the biography of the youngest daughter of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lady of paradise, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the youngest and the most beloved daughter of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in Makkah Mukarramah in the first year of the declaration of prophethood, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 41 years. And it is also said that she was born 1 year before the declaration of prophethood, or 5 years before the declaration of prophethood. Allah Almighty named her Fatima. There are two beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one he says, undoubtedly Allah Almighty has named her Fatima because Allah has taken her away from hell. And secondly, in the hadith it is mentioned that she has been named Fatima because Allah Azza wa Jal has freed her and those who have devotion to her from hell. Subhanallah. Keeping the meaning of the second hadith in view, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal make a beautiful dua, the same dua which Shaykh Sa'di Shirazi rahimahullah ta'ala made with the wasila of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her children. And he says, Khudaya bahaqe bani Fatima kibar qawli ima kunam khatima agar da'watam rad kuni war qabool mano da sudamane aale rasool ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear, walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear, walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.